Would you introduce yourself, please?
My name's Annie Hamilton. Yeah.
Good. You see, you were all set to go into the...
You the were, spiel, and then I decided...
Wait. Now, come on. I'm a Jewish boy from New York. You just used the word spiel. And I use that, and people are like, what's a spiel?
Oh.
And I say, a spiel never ends.
Oh, yeah.
Because the spiel just keeps going and going and going and
yeah.
going.
Yeah. I feel like... No one really wants the spiel, do they?
You know what? I think sometimes this entire thing is the spiel. And I don't want it to be the spiel. But I do like revisionist history. So you are, wait, I got to do this the right way. You're a musician, a visual artist, a designer. You've had your debut album. See, we're done now.
Cool.
There's nothing to talk about. You're like, I can go get some
coffee. I can go get a coffee,
Dennis. I can go get some coffee, Dennis. I get it. I understand. You were in a band. You got to a moment. See, I'm going to do this for you. You got to a moment with all of the things that you had on your plate.
I left the band a couple of years before the pandemic,
see,
actually.
I want to clear this up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I was in the band was called Little May. Right. And, yeah, I was in it for a few years. We had, like, a really amazing few years. Did heaps of touring, recorded a lot. I learned a lot. Like, it was awesome. But I did get to the point where I was like, I started my little fashion label and I was writing my own music and I do, like, you know, graphic design and illustration as well. And I was just doing a lot of stuff and I just couldn't
do it.
Commit
yeah.
to everything. Because also the band at that point, it was like a full time, like we were touring so much.
Right. You were a real band.
A real band.
A real band.
And it was like the hardest decision I've ever made, but I decided that the right thing to do.
Give up all the success.
To go
into the vortex
of
being a solo. No, not rock bottom.
No, but it was going back, starting from scratch. Like, it was like leaving the team as well, like the label and the management and the agents, and going back to playing like little pub gigs.
So I want to go, well, we're going to get to that in a second. I want to go backwards. I don't know anything, and it's not out there, about formal training or university, any of this.
There is none. No, that's not true. I learned, I started learning piano when I was really little.
Okay.
But I had a really cool piano teacher who we would, like, do drawings and then write little songs to soundtrack the drawings. And it was, like, the keys were different colors and then we'd use different colored paints to, like, paint pictures.
You leave the band and you say, okay, if I'm going to go out on my own... But you surrounded yourself by some DMAs. You surrounded yourself by some methyl ethyls. You surrounded yourself with some preachers. So you had a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Even though you were solitary.
Yeah.
To kind of bounce things off of.
Yeah. Lots of friends. Lots of
friends.
I mean, because I've played in bands, like, I guess being in Little May, and then I also play guitar in a band called Jack River. I mean, I guess in Sydney, the music scene is small, and so
right.
everyone's friends.
It's small, and yet there's so... I mean, think about how many bands from there. Maybe I just love British bands and Australian bands.
Good
but think
bands.
How many yeah. I've had an artist. Think how many I've had on. So it's a small place, but it's got a lot of... influence worldwide. You probably don't see it
yeah.
that way because you're kind of like...
No, it's true. Everyone, like, especially this week, I've been meeting people and they're like, oh, the best music's coming out of Australia. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. I think we have... Like, it's hard because at home it feels like our music scene is struggling because, especially post-pandemic, it's been really hard. Right. A lot of venues closed down. Especially living in Sydney, it's so expensive. Like, it's tough to be an artist there. But in saying that, there's a lot of great art coming out of it. Maybe we're also, like, drawn to community and having kind of meeting places or places where, like, you know, like venues or areas where, like, studios where you can go and hang out and meet other artists, because it is, like... different having friends who all work, you know, corporate jobs or something.
But somehow you learned to write songs. Something got in your head that said, okay, I know how to write a hook. I understand what a middle eight or a bridge is. I understand what a chorus is. Do you have any idea how you actually learned to write songs or where you said, where the light bulb went over and said, oh, wait a minute, I can tell a story, but I can also tell a story that people are going to be humming in the shower. And do you know that you do this?
I don't know that I do that because I feel like I can't write a chorus to save myself. You know, I feel like I don't think about song structures and I don't think about bridges. And most of the time I write songs and it's like just a meandering loop that goes for 4 minutes and has a whole lot of different sections. But I don't, like, I don't sit there and go like, now I'll write a chorus. I think I just...
But I love that because the fact that you don't is probably why you do.
Maybe. But in saying that, I don't think I have written a good chorus ever. It's like something that I am aspiring to do. I mean, I definitely feel, it's weird. Like I write a lot of songs and when I write one that I know is good, I know that it's good.
Exactly.
But, and then I write a lot because I need to write a lot to get to find those ones. But when I know, like the feeling that I have of like, this is cool, I just trust that feeling.
But that's the difference.
The thing that I'm trying to learn or my forever, like what I'm trying to do is get better at recognizing that feeling of like, this is cool. And I guess that's like my gut telling me, like it's like learning to trust your intuition. Like that's my goal. And it's like, I think I'm getting better at it. The more that I write and the more that I follow my intuition, the more I can recognize it. And then the more I can follow it. And like that's, I think, should always be the goal. And it is that thing of you're always following it and you never quite find it.
What a concept, right?
Yeah.
So South by Southwest, I'm just curious about this because you've been in touring bands. This is not your first time coming to the U.S. This is not new to you. Why is this so exciting?
It's my first South by.
Yeah. So does that mean something to you?
What is exciting for me? I mean, this week has been so cool. I've had the best time. And I've played like 3 out of 4 shows. I've got my last one today. It has been so cool though. Like what is exciting about this is like, I don't know. I feel like for me, doing my own project has been really hard, especially like launching it just before COVID. Or like I put it out my first EP in the middle of the first lockdown. Like the timing couldn't be worse. And then I made my album during lockdown. It's been like a COVID project. And the thing that's exciting for me is like, finally we can travel and I can go out and I can get out there and meet people and make new friends and find new bands and talk to people and like expand the universe a bit more. And that to me is like so exciting.
Oh, I'm just going to go here. Bats. Are you aware of the Austin thing in Bats?
Someone told me that I need to go to the bridge at sunset.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know if they're going to, I don't know if this time of year it happens or it's only during summer or something. But yeah. When I was reading about, I mean, obviously I've seen the bat wings, you know, all of that. So we're not going to go down the, you know, I'll help again. You make your own costumes, obviously, because you're a designer. You co-direct some of your videos.
Yeah.
See, I want to stay on the music and people getting to know you because that's just so much more fun. But yeah, the bats. I've been coming here for years and I haven't gotten to see it either. But I just think that the irony that where you live, and now you're here, and that's why you're in Austin. Like, come on, admit it.
Here to see the bats.
You're here to see the bats.
Yeah, I'm not here to play gigs. I'm here to stand on a bridge at sunset and hope that the bats.
Okay, we've covered that. Good, we got that done. Supergrass. Not only do you do it, but you go after this guy to produce it, and you don't mess around. I mean, you're not like playing here. You're like, if I'm gonna do a cover, I'm gonna get someone real to work with me on that.
Oh, Niall.
That's pretty cool.
He's such a legend.
But that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
So I met Niall. I mean, I was in the UK for a few months last year. He lives in Manchester.
Right.
And we actually got introduced through our mutual friend Phil. And then I played a show in Paris and Phil was like, oh, Niall can like support you. And I was like, okay. And we had like the funnest gig ever in Paris.
This next record, what I want to know is what's in your brain.
Oh.
What's in your brain?
Okay.
That's what I want to know. on a personal basis, I want to know what's in your brain.
Okay. I am working on a new record. It's well underway. And if the first record is like the introvert album. This is the extrovert album.
Ooh. I want to hear that.
So the Introvert album is the lockdown album. It's the like long, hazy, meandering, lush, layered songs with long intros and outros, and you put on your headphones and you go for a
that's
walk
right. You go right.
Dusk
you go on a
forest.
Trip, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like that's how you listen to that album.
Right.
The new album, or the one I'm working on, it's like dance away the sadness. It's
I
like
love it.
The Extrovert album, it's like to the point, direct, minimal, out there. It's like every decision I'm making when I'm like at a crossroads and I'm like, what should I do with this song? I just go, well, I'll just do the opposite of what I did last time. Well, I think that's another thing that I've learned in my long life of doing this, is that like music is just a conversation, right? It's just storytelling. Like, it's connection. All I'm trying to do is like talk to people, but I just happen to do it with some noise in the background.
I've invented a thing called musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside.
Yep.
And then you get to pick a pile of songs by others in between.
Oh, cool.